Gene Rayburn with Monitor 67, the show for all seasons. You've heard of newly emergent nations, haven't you? Well, in just about a minute, you're going to hear about a newly emerging... I don't know quite what name to give it. It's so small. Anyway, a new independent geographical unit. And I guarantee you'll be most surprised.
Hey there, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. It's surprise time.
Right, with surprising deals on 1967 Ambassadors. And say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
For the benefit of the radio audience... The secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
How come you know the secret surprise word?
I just heard it over the radio.
Oh. Well, this is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Swell, what's my surprise?
Your surprise is that Motor Trend magazine calls the interior of the ambassador overwhelmingly rich.
I can see that. What do I get for saying duck?
Well, you owe me another surprise. Very well. See the low list price on this ambassador?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll sell it for even less.
That's a nice surprise, but what do I get for saying duck?
Here.
What?
Your surprise.
Yes, for a surprising deal on a big 1967 Ambassador from the same dealer who sells a U.S. Compact at an import price. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Want to buy a duck?
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
Try Miller High Life yourself. You'll know why this great beer has earned the name the Champagne of Bottle Beer. Available in cans, on tap, or familiar crystal clear bottles.
Miller High Life, the Champagne of Bottle Beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
As I said a minute ago, we've all heard a great deal in recent years about newly emergent independent nations. But Monitor has now learned from our friends at WTMJ Milwaukee about a much smaller independent unit that is about to emerge in Winneconne, Wisconsin. And at the other end of the line is Mayor James Coughlin. Mayor Coughlin.
Yes.
Just what is going on in Winneconne?
We're seceding from the state of Wisconsin.
Seceding? You... Why? Why are you doing that?
Well, when the... 1967 state highway map came out in January of this year, Winneconne was omitted from the map. We have tried now for 6 months to have the state rectify this mistake, but to no avail. Now in desperation, we're going to secede from the state of Wisconsin and establish our own sovereign state of Winneconne.
I see, sir. Well, just how big is Winneconne, Mayor Coughlin?
It's about a mile square and a population of 1,500 people.
Now, Mayor Coughlin, how do you propose to effect this secession? What formal actions are you taking?
Well, we're having a village board meeting where a resolution will be presented. And this morning, we're going to have an official ceremony in front of the city hall where we will lower the state flag and raise the state flag of the sovereign state of Winneconne. We have a 1,000-foot bridge across the famous Wolf River here in Winnie County. We're going to take charge of the bridge and establish a toll on the bridge of 25 cents per car in order to finance our new state of Winnie County.
Naturally, you do have to have a source of revenue. That sounds like a sound idea to me. Now, suppose your actions produce no satisfactory results. Can you appeal your decisions and your actions?
We had a telegram from the governor this morning who had asked us to reconsider seceding from the state of Wisconsin. And later on this afternoon, he informed us he's going to call us and negotiate with us over the telephone.
I see.
To get us to come back into the state and reconsider our action.
Now, if you are successful in seceding from the state of Wisconsin, will visitors to Winnie County need passports and visas in order to enter or leave?
No, we're very happy to get the people in there. We are a resort town, and we have many tourists come here and for our famous fishing on the Wolf River, and we welcome all the people. We will not charge visas or passports. They will not need visas or passports.
Since you're planning to have your own flag, is it possible you'll be issuing your own currency and your own stamps? Is that a possibility?
We have some money issued at the present time, made out of wood. We do have a flag, but we haven't got to the stamps as yet.
Mm-hmm. Have you asked the state of Wisconsin to withdraw its diplomatic representative?
No, not as yet. I think through our negotiations with the governor, if we're not successful this afternoon, we'll probably do that.
Now, if the negotiations are not successful, suppose the governor opposes your secession by force.
Well, he mentioned that, but we're in very good shape because the National Guard is encampment now up in Minnesota, so we timed this so the National Guard would be out of the state.
Mayor Coughlin, what if the state redoes the maps and includes Winneconne?
Then we're going to go back in and be a good citizens of the state of Wisconsin again.
We've been talking with Mayor James Coughlin of Winneconne, Wisconsin.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. This is Gene Rayburn, NBC Monitor, New York.
Cooking with accent, Harry, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Waking up your hamburgers, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, waking them up.
You've tasted my hamburgers, Harry. I don't need accent. Isn't that right? Right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. If anything needed accent, it's your blah burgers.
Blah burgers? You're kidding, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why didn't you tell me this before, Harry?
If you've been making blah burgers without knowing it, maybe you should wake them up with accent.
Next. A song titled It Makes No Difference, but since it does make a difference who sings it, you'll be happy to know it's Vic Damone, and it's brand new on Monitor.
It makes no difference if you care for me. I'll find somebody else who cares. There's plenty fish left in the deep blue sea. So don't put on such fancy airs. You used to be my clinging vine. You for me and me for you. But now you're not my Valentine. So goodbye and so long, take a walk, now I'm through. It makes no difference if you care for me. I'll find somebody else who cares. I'm glad I found you out in time. I was getting in too deep. To fall in love is not a crime. So there's no use in both of us losing our sleep. It makes no difference if you care for me. I'll find somebody else. I'll find somebody else who cares. I'll somebody else who cares.
Excedrin headache number 44. The door-to-door salesman.
Good morning, lovely lady. I'm selling the Handy Andy shredder, grater, cutter, flaker, bottle opener, knife sharpener, and do-all.
Oh, yes. Well, won't you come back tomorrow? I am interested. Really,
I won't be in this territory tomorrow, ma'am. This is your last chance.
Well,
look at those rough red hands. I'm sure
understand.
You've caught those on a grater many times.
I'm under such pressure.
Say, what's that little green bottle you got there?
Excedrin.
You got a headache?
I have an Excedrin headache.
If you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything else but Excedrin, the extra strength pain reliever?
Now I throw in a tablet dispenser. The correct time. 13 minutes before the hour. Remember, you can make every minute of your listening time well spent by staying right where you are on the Monitor Beacon.
You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio talk about the incredibly tiny Zenith hearing aid. The Zenette, the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So small, it fits in the ear. No ear mold is needed. Yet this astonishingly little hearing aid could be just what you need. Sounds that you may not be hearing as well as you once did. For a demonstration, visit Atchison & Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City. See the new size of sound. They'll be happy to demonstrate for you all the big features built into the Zenette, the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made, or any of the other 18 Zenith living sound hearing aids. That's Atchison & Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City, New York. Visit or call them. You'll be glad you did. You're listening to The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again with more Monitor music. And we know you won't be sorry at all when you hear Doris Day sing Sorry.
Sorry, gee, I'm sorry. Really sorry, everything turned out this way. Forgive me and forget me, but remember every single thing I say. I admire you and desire you. That's what makes this farewell scene so hard to play. Makes it much harder to do is the fact I know you're sorry too. Yes, I'm sorry everything turned out this way. Every single thing you say, I admire you and desire you. That's what makes this farewell scene so hard to play, and what makes it much harder.
Hot, sticky weather, a simple talc or dusting powder just isn't enough. It can't give you deodorant protection. But now you can use Ammon's Medicated Powder, a body powder that provides deodorant action while it soothes and comforts your skin. Ammon's powder helps keep you fresh all over for hours. And no simple talc or dusting powder does that. Be comfortable and nice to be near. Use Ammon's Medicated Powder every day.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. Despite the uneasy ceasefire in the Middle East, Israel has become a booming tourist attraction. A report from David Weber, NBC News, Jerusalem, in 1 minute.
This is Keenan Wynn. Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people, I'd like to make a more important point. Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynn. But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips. Use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn.
Of
Azusa.
Now here is David Weber, NBC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is swinging back to a normal life after its brief, intense war with the Arabs last month. The war is only 6 weeks old, but the last traces are already disappearing. Shops are open again and streets are filled. It's like any summer in Israel. One thing that's returned to normal, and then some, is tourism. Tourists are swarming in at the rate of something like 2,000 a day. It's practically impossible now to get a hotel room. This is true especially in Jerusalem, because now that the walls have been knocked down between the new city and the old, Jerusalem is at least twice as attractive as it was before the war. The war itself is quite an attraction. Besides stirring up so much interest in Israel, it provides some of the most bustling sightseeing. One airline specializes in trips down to the Sinai Desert, and the plane makes slow passes over the battlefields so that the tourists can snap pictures of the wrecked Egyptian army. But what makes Israel so attractive to most tourists is that all at once it contains the Holy Land. The Israeli conquest of the West Bank of Jordan is disputed, of course, and there'll be long negotiations over it. But for the moment, Israel extends clear over to the River Jordan. You can jump on a tourist bus and in one big circular trip take in the old biblical cities of Jericho, Bethlehem, and Hebron. You can walk freely into the old walled city of Jerusalem and see all the holy sites there. All of this was forbidden ground, from the Israeli side at least, only 6 weeks ago. Impossible as it seems, there'd be even more tourists in Jerusalem if the hotels could just take care of them. And this might change this weekend. Authorities are thinking of lifting the 9 p.m. curfew in the old city tonight or tomorrow. David Weber, NBC News, Jerusalem.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad.
Your Olds dealer can't say no. He doesn't know the meaning of the word. All he can say is yes. Y-E-S for year-end savings on every beautifully engineered new Oldsmobile in stock. On the great 88s, including the richly appointed Delta 88 Custom. He's saying yes on youthful F-85s and Cutlass Supremes. He's even saying Y-E-S on the fabulous front-wheel drive Toronados. Every one features rocket power, plus a long list of standard safety, comfort, and convenience features. And you can add a stereo tape player, an AM/FM radio, or any number of many other Oldsmobile personal options. Y-E-S. Year-end savings makes it harder than ever to say no to a spirited young Oldsmobile. Don't fight it. See your yes man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now. Say yes to a new 1967 Oldsmobile at year-end savings.
Monitor tip for the household: if you notice a small chip on the edge of a piece of white pottery, a plate or cup, for example, coat the roughened surface with some clear nail polish. This seals off the porous clay so that it doesn't absorb dirt and stains, which would make the chip more conspicuous. And here's another tip. Does the cost of cleaning wall-to-wall carpeting have you up against the wall? Well, save money. Borrow an electric carpet shampooer for just 99 cents per day when you purchase A to Z Bright Tone shampoo from a participating A to Z rental center. Bright Tone cleans, brightens colors, and heightens stain resistance. Clean your own carpets like the professionals do with professional floor care equipment from your A to Z rental center. Look for A to Z in the yellow pages under Rental Service.
Do
Tune Cute, the orchestra, Lenny Dees. Just a few moments away, the latest NBC Monitor news on the hour. Be sure to stay. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Go ahead.